Once I fully understood the intricacies of the Pesach Seder, I started to question some of the parts. Possible I'm not the only one. And I'm not referring to why are these the four questions, and I'm not referring to what the heck is Chag Gadya doing there. But I specifically started to question Shfoch Chametzcha. We recite this paragraph after Shulchan Orech, after the meal, having made the blessing over the third cup of wine, and we turn, we open the door for Eliyahu, and Eliyahu is the one that's going to bring in the Messianic era, and he's the one that's going to answer all of the questions which we can't figure out as ourselves, and Eliyahu is the one that I mentioned on Friday night. Eliyahu symbolizes hope. Now, in the Haggadah that Reb Steve and I have been learning from this year, Rabbanit Adina Berkowitz writes, as we open the door to welcome him in, let it be a symbol to carry us throughout the year, to be welcoming in our homes and our hearts, not to let our disputes divide us, to be open to greater commitment to Judaism, greater attempts to welcome in the stranger, the alienated, and the other. And may God's sheltering presence always envelop us and our homes and life with peace. And then we pour the cup for Eliyahu, and we say, Shfoch hamatcha el hagoyim asher lo yeda'ucha ve'al mamlechut asher b'shimcha lo kara'u. Pour out your wrath upon the nations that did not know you, and upon the kingdoms that did not call your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his homestead. Pour out your fury upon them, and the fierceness of your anger shall reach them. You shall pursue them with anger and eradicate them from under the skies of the Lord. For many years, maybe even a couple of decades, I had a lot of trouble with that paragraph. Pour out your wrath? We are requesting a meanie rabbi? A meanie God? That's what we say when we open the door to welcome the stranger in the Messianic era? The aspect of God that I relate to most is as a loving God. That's the aspect of God that I conjure up every day, usually in this room. Ahava rabba ahavtanu Adonai Eloheinu. With so much love, you have loved us, Adonai our God. So many of us say that every single day. For me, Pesach is a time for love and family and community, and that sigh when we finally light the candles and sit at the table and we sing Kadesh or Chatz after cleaning and cooking and dishes and dishes and dishes and dishes and dishes and dishes and dishes. At the Seder, we remember all that God did for us in Dayenu. So why are we asking for God to pour out God's wrath? It's not on brand with the rest of the evening. And it used to feel really tone deaf to me, or as the kids say these days, it was cringe. So that is what used to bug me. Thankfully, in many Haggadot, but not the yellow and red one or the brown and yellow one if you use that, which so many do, I used it last night, there is an alternate reading for that moment. And the alternate reading is Shvoch ahavatcha al hagoyim asher yada'ucha. Pour out your love on the nations who have known you and on the kingdoms who call upon your name, for they show loving kindness to the seed of Yaakov. They shield your people Israel from those who would devour them. May they see the good of your chosen ones and rejoice in the gladness of your nation. Now, I used to choose that or I would read it in addition to the traditional liturgy when leading my own Seder. But this year, nearly 200 days later, I gotta tell you, I was okay last night with screaming, Shvach HaMatcha. God, pour out your wrath on them, with the balcony door open. Because this year it is a very specific them. They hurt us this year. They continue to hurt us. The entire Jewish people is family. We are diverse, often dysfunctional, but we are a deeply connected family. And so when terrorists, there are children in the room, so I'm not going to censor what I'm going to say. When terrorists wantonly acted to destroy and do everything else that happened that day, on a Yontif day that's not too different from today, and they succeeded in murdering, beheading, raping, traumatizing, and kidnapping, it feels like a personal assault. And I've seen with my own eyes the destruction there. And when I hear yet another news item from another university where Jewish students and administration are threatened and made to feel unsafe, again, it feels like a personal assault. Most of us have just been lucky to grow up in a period where, at least in North America, we haven't had to deal with extreme anti-Semitism for much of our lives. Most of us thought that the mass death of Jews was something that happened in the past. And because we have a state of Israel, those days are over. But we've learned in the hardest way possible that is not so. I've never really understood what it meant to have an enemy of this magnitude. And so last night at my aunt's house, I said, Shvach HaMatcha, and my kavanah was on those who tried to destroy us, on those who think that our values of love your neighbor as yourself, embracing the stranger, and choosing life are wrong. And tonight, in my own home, I will also say, Shvach HaMatcha, and I'm going to direct my attention to the Islamic regime of Iran, to Hamas, to Hezbollah, and to all of these terrorist groups who actively engage in the destruction of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. And while October 7th has led to beautiful displays and expressions of achdut, of togetherness and unity, it's also led me, this optimistic co-founder of Rabbis Against Gun Violence, grass is always greener, the sun will come out tomorrow kind of person, to begin to think another way. Of course, what's fascinating is that the language has been there all along, at every Seder we've always been to. What did our ancestors have to deal with to get it put in the Haggadah in the first place? Oh, right. Elesha b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu v'kadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. In every generation, they rise up to annihilate us, but the Holy Blessed One saves us from them. And that's why we are here. May it continue, may it be a calm, meaningful Pesach, and may God work hand in hand with the women and the men of the IDF. Chag Sameach.